Well, one of the stories that caught my eye was a NASA video of a meteorite impact on the moon. Now, these must be fairly common. The reason I say that is that, obviously, unlike the Earth, the moon has no atmosphere, so any debris that's flying around our solar system at some speed crashes straight into it. You know, on Earth, the situation is that the overwhelming majority of stuff that comes towards us burns up in our atmosphere. But on the moon, even something fairly small, if it hits the moon directly, it's not slowed down by any kind of atmosphere that we'd have here, it can make quite a big crater and be quite an event. And the video seems to show something which was about 30, 40 centimeters across, maybe about 40 kilograms in mass, smashing into the moon, probably at about 10 kilometers a second, and creating quite a powerful explosion as it was destroyed, as it vaporized on impact. That was bright enough to be detected by telescopes on Earth. And if you'd been looking at the moon at that moment and you were very keen-sighted, you might even have seen it with your eye, although, to be fair, I hadn't actually heard any reports of people doing that.
So I guess that's interesting in that it helps us to understand what size of crater and explosion is created by what size of object when they hit the moon.
It does, and it also, not only does it tell us about the kind of dynamics and the effect that an object hitting the moon has, it also tells us something about how many things are out there, because the moon, in a sense, well, it's a natural laboratory for that sort of thing. It collects a lot of material from the rest of the solar system simply because that material isn't destroyed in the same way as it is on Earth. So you don't just get moderate-sized pieces hitting the Earth's atmosphere completely destroyed, apart from seeing a streak of light before in the meteor. We don't get to handle them most of the time unless they're big enough to make it all the way down to the ground as a meteorite. But it is something that seems to be quite routine. The project that saw this one has detected something like 300 of these events since 2005. It's just that this one was the brightest and therefore connected with the biggest object they've seen so far. I mean, we don't know, for example, what it was made of. At least I haven't seen any reports of analysis of that. But there is a proposal now to get the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, which has been mapping the moon for the last couple of years, to actually fly over this region and see if it can see an impact crater that was left behind.
And do we know what rough size of crater we'd be looking at for a 30-centimetre object?
I mean, it surprised me, but they seem to be suggesting something which was a few tens of metres across. If I sound surprised, that's because one of the rules is that normally you multiply by about 10 to go from object to crater, but it may be something about the angle it came in at and the speed it was travelling at. But a 50-metre crater was one suggestion. If it's that big, that would certainly be something that would be fairly easy to spot from an orbiting spacecraft. And I guess the other interest will be that it will be quite fresh, so it might have uncovered some material that's fairly deep down and there won't be any processes. I mean, they're very slow on the moon anyway because there's no atmosphere and therefore no wind and water and so on, at least not anything like the quantities you have on Earth. And that means that features tend to last a very, very long time until actually something else smashes into the same spot on top of it. So it may be that we get a look at quite a fresh area on the surface, so it'll be very interesting to see what they come back with.
So interesting to see a change on a body that we normally think of as being rather static. Now,